CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
The Huron Perth Period Poverty Task Force is holding a drive to end period poverty, accepting new unopened menstrual products to the libraries. Beth Rumble, county librarian, says this is an effort to keep the free menstrual product pilot project on the go.
We've been really lucky so far. We've seen a lot of generosity that people just knowing that we're offering these products in our libraries have already been inquiring about how they can help and wanting to make donations. So we've tied this up in a week-long focused drive to encourage those donations and also to use it as an opportunity to share some more education about what period poverty is.
Rumble adds they're also accepting reusable products such as menstrual cups or menstrual underwear that may cost more up front but provides more sustainability. South Bruce OPP are looking for the public's help in locating a vehicle that failed to remain at the scene of a crash last Saturday night. According to police, around 9 p.m. on March 2nd, a vehicle was westbound on Concession 12 East in Carrick Township and struck a mailbox, entered the ditch, then spun their tires across a lawn before it continued westbound along the road. The involved vehicle should have damage from contact with a silver mailbox. Police are looking to speak with the driver to complete a collision report. Anyone with information is asked to call the OPP or report anonymously to Crime Stoppers. Ontario's Catholic teachers have reached a tentative contract deal with the province, ensuring no province-wide job action or strikes for the next 3 years. The Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association was the last of the four major teachers' unions to reach a deal with the government and comes after more than 18 months of talks. Ontario Education Minister Stephen Lachey said the structure of the tentative deal is similar to those agreed to with the other major teachers' unions, which sent outstanding matters such as salary to binding arbitration. A state funeral for former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney will be held on March 23rd in Montreal. Mulroney died February 29th at a Florida hospital following a recent fall at his Palm Beach home. He was 84. Parliamentarians are expected to pay tribute to Canada's 18th Prime Minister in the House of Commons when MPs return to Ottawa on March 18th after a two-week break away from the House. 3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages failed to achieve a breakthrough today, Egyptian officials said, less than a week before the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, the informal deadline for a deal. The nearly 5 months of fighting left much of Gaza in ruins and created a worsening humanitarian catastrophe with many, especially in the devastated northern region, scrambling for food to survive. We must get more aid into Gaza, U.S. President Joe Biden said today. Quote, there's no excuse, none.
Provincial junior hockey playoffs in Mount Forest tonight. Patriots at home against the Mitchell Hawks, with the Pats leading this series 2-0. Puck drop for game three at 8:45. TSN says the Pittsburgh Penguins are closing in on a trade involving forward Jake Guentzel, with Darren Dreger going as far as saying that a deal may come together on Wednesday. Vancouver Canucks said to be a possible suitor for Guentzel. Leafs are off tonight. They'll take on the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow. At the Brier in Regina, the Howard Rink from Ontario likely discussing what went wrong, during a surprising loss to Northern Ontario this morning. They'll meet Alberta later tonight. Canada Rink of Brad Gushue currently with a big lead over Nunavut. And on the hard court, Raptors looking to finish off a four-game homestand on a winning note. They take on the New Orleans Pelicans at 7:30. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Weather for tonight, periods of rain or drizzle, a low of +3. Tomorrow, periods of drizzle, a high of just 7. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low hitting 0. On Thursday, sunshine, a high up to 8.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.